Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Those Russians are amazing. Hardcore, you know. How did you get that deal?
While I was at Sundowns, previously I'd gone on a number of trials. I think the one before that was to West Ham. And that deal very nearly got done. Unfortunately, my club Sundowns asked for too much money. Harry Redknapp was at the club at the time, and they were about to get rid of Rio Ferdinand to Leeds. And they were very impressed by me, but it was just the transfer fee that got stuck. So I unfortunately had to come back to South Africa. And at that stage, we had a Russian coach called Viktor Bondarenko, and very well known in local circles. And he arranged for me to go to his hometown club in Rostov in the south of Russia. And I knew nothing about the league. I knew nothing about the country. Just like yourself or anybody else, very stereotyped view of Russia, you know, long, leggy, blondes, vodka, bears, and extremely cold weather, you know, and communism, of course. So that's all I knew. And but if I'm honest, I went for the money. I wasn't getting any younger. I took it as getting into the shop window. Being closer to Europe, being in Europe. And so it turned out to be a very, very good move because they were starting to put a lot of their petrodollars into the league, and which was attracting a lot of the top European players to the Russian league. And it turned out very well for myself.
Do you remember any of the big names still today that you played against or maybe in the same team?
Yeah, Jan Koller, he was a legend at Borussia Dortmund, also for Czechoslovakia. Wagner Love, Brazilian striker. Ivanovic, who plays at Chelsea now, the right back, was at Lokomotiv Moscow at the time. There were a number of other Russian players who have featured. Andrei Arshavin, who played for Arsenal, who's now back in Russia. So, you know, the finances in Russia were so good that a lot of the local Russian players wouldn't need to go to other leagues. You know? But there were a few who ventured outside. I ended up staying there for 6 years, playing for two clubs and learning a new language.
How do you say hello in Russian?
Well, informally, it's privyet.
Privyet.
Yeah,
sounds like a swear word.
Well, yeah. and sort of formally, if you greeting an elder, it's drastviti.
That's too difficult. After a couple of vodkas,
that's where the vodka comes in, man. Yeah.
And what was the lifestyle like? Did you have your own apartment? Were you up the road from the soccer field? The club? And did they give you how did it work? I mean, there you are. In Russia, what do you do now? I mean,
when they first bring you to the club, they make sure that it's in summer, so it's June and July, so you get a full sense of security. You know, you don't really know what you're in for. So they're quite devious in that regard. And then you come up to your hotel. It's just all very nice, but then you stay there for a couple of weeks, and then it's time to move into an apartment. And you know, you come to your apartment, and from the outside, it's really looks dodgy. You know, it's not something, you know, if you go to somewhere in, you know, deepest darkest Johannesburg, you know, it can be worse than that. But you venture up the steps into the new apartment, and inside it's actually quite luxurious, and it's well maintained. You know, but from the outside, it looks a bit dodgy.
No garden, you couldn't even braai.
No. Everybody lives in apartments, very much like London or most of Europe, you know. A lot of parklands, a lot of space, but everybody lives on top of each other, and that's the way they do it, you know.
And the vibe there, the Russians, when you played football, the crowd, They knew you were from South Africa, and what did they support you? Did they embrace you? Did you have a good, I mean, 6 years of your life spent there. Was it, those 6 years, the best 6 years of your life, maybe as football player?
Yeah, I would probably say that. I spent 2 years in Rostov, and myself and a young Zambian player moved there together, and we basically saved the team from relegation in the first season. So immediately on a good footing, and the fans love you, you know. There was also an element of me being a white South African, which was very unusual because for them, you know, coming from Africa, they expect you to be black, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so it took a lot of explaining, and I became quite a sort of how do I put it? It's quite an unusual aspect for the team, you know. You know, they took to me. And then for 4 years, I spent at another club where there wasn't much. It was a city of about 1.5 million people. There wasn't much entertainment in the city, and the only thing people really spent money on was going to watch football. And we had 50,000 people every weekend at the stadium, and all the football players were gods, you know, within the city. So from a football perspective, that was great.
Must have been weird as well. You go shopping or whatever to a mall, and then you see your name on the back of a soccer jersey. Yeah. Booth on the back. I mean, did you feel good about that?
Well, it wasn't Booth. It was Boot.
Oh, Boot.
Boot.
How did they spell it?
It was B-Y-T in Russian Cyrillic.
Oh, okay.
It's BYT.
And is that what it was on the back of your? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you don't in Russian you don't have the U.
Okay.
And you don't have the th.
Boot.
So it was simply boot.
Boot him. And have you still got any of those jerseys in your collection?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I'm a collector of jerseys, so I've got quite a stash. I normally keep one of each of my jerseys. I've got such a rubbish memory, you know. I'm a collector of memorabilia, so I kind of figure that in my old age, I'm already suffering from early Alzheimer's. So in my old age, I'm going to need things like that to remind me that I've actually done it.
Got more music coming up. We are here until midnight. 3794 Twitter cost of R1.50. The legendary Matthew Booth here. What a nice guy. We are chilling out, relaxing. If there's anything you want to ask him, you are more than welcome. Send that SMS now. Follow me on Twitter at Barney Simon. I think it's time for more photos here in the studio. Cabello, my producer, sitting here doing nothing. So, and we got some nice food as well from Cobblestones. Thank you very much. Lovely. You're not a vegetarian, are you?
I'm South African. That's impossible, Barney.
So 300 kg steak, I mean.
Yeah.
300. Susa, do you love brine?
No, absolutely. I mean,
I'm coming to your house. Yeah. after this, some Springbok nude girls. Stay there. That's what they said when you were in Russia, huh? You are my ticket out of here.
I thought you were talking about my blue eyes.
At least you got a sense of humor. Football players have a sense. I look at Messi and I look at Ronaldo and these guys, and you think they don't have a sense of humor. But who's the funniest guy you've ever met as far as football is concerned? From Bafana or in the UK or whatever. The funniest guy on tour or on the bus? Or?
That's easy. It's a guy called Sean Roberts. He's not playing anymore. He used to play with me at Ajax Cape Town. Mm. He was a dead ringer for Nick Rabinovitz. He looked exactly like him. and he was dead funny in the changing room. He was a hell of a character. And yeah, he was sorely missed when he left. I think he's in the States at the moment.
Mm. Any weird things that you can think of? The funniest thing that's ever happened before... you had to run out there and face the other team, and then, you know, especially on the way back. I mean, look at Fergie and what when he threw that shoe, what the soccer boot at Beckham. You know, all that, those stories happen, but how do those things leak out? That's another story. But anything funny that you can remember that happened?
Where do I start? I can tell you the most embarrassing that happened to me, but on the field, you know, I think the thing that I've learned is never to... from an early age is never to sort of take a risk or, you know, there's always the football gods are always watching and they'll quickly give you a swift kick in the balls if you if you think that you're bigger than the game. And at a very young age, I think I mocked a player.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon.